Russia's regulated crypto market targets 46 billion in its first year. Russia's regulated crypto trading framework is projected to exceed $46 billion in volume during its first year of operation, according to a report circulated by Wu Blockchain on August 31, 2026. The figure marks Moscow's clearest attempt yet to pull crypto activity out of gray market channels and into supervised venues. The projection lands at a quiet moment for prices. Bitcoin traded at $77,469, down 0.8% on the day as of August 31, 2026, with Ether at $2,013 and the broader market flat to lower. A domestic volume target of this size says less about price momentum than about how much trading Russian institutions and wealthy individuals are already doing, much of it previously routed through offshore exchanges and peer-to-peer desks. A supervised lane, not an open door. Russia's approach has been to legalize trading through a controlled regime rather than open the market to everyone. Access is aimed at qualified and highly qualified investors and institutions operating on sanctioned platforms, while everyday retail participation stays restricted. The $46 billion estimate reflects that design, concentrated high-ticket flow from participants who can clear the eligibility bar, not a mass-market retail surge. That structure matters for how the number should be read. A market built around large investors and firms can post a big headline volume off a relatively small user base. It also means the framework is less about consumer payments and more about capital markets plumbing, custody, settlement, and reporting that Russian authorities can see and tax. Sanctions shape every decision. The context here is unavoidable. Russia sits under some of the heaviest financial sanctions of any large economy. And that isolation has pushed both the state and private firms toward crypto as a settlement tool. Formalizing a domestic trading market gives Moscow supervised infrastructure it controls, rather than leaving activity on foreign platforms it cannot monitor. Domestic banks have moved in the same direction. Russia's Sberbank has outlined plans to accept Bitcoin, Ether, and USDT as loan collateral, a sign that regulated institutions are treating crypto as a balance sheet asset rather than a fringe curiosity. A $46 billion trading market and bank-grade collateral rules point at the same conclusion. Crypto is being absorbed into Russia's official financial system on terms the state sets. The number to watch is realized volume A first-year projection is a target, not a settled result. The gap between an official estimate and actual on-platform volume is where the real story will be. If regulated venues clear anywhere near $46 billion, it confirms that a large share of Russian crypto activity can be pulled onshore when the legal path exists. If it falls well short, it suggests traders still prefer offshore liquidity and privacy over domestic supervision. For the wider market, a regulated Russia is a double-edged development. Formal on-ramps in a major economy add legitimacy and reportable flow, which regulators elsewhere tend to view as progress. But sanctioned infrastructure also draws scrutiny, and compliance teams at global exchanges will treat any Russia-linked venue with caution, regardless of its domestic license. There is a card and payments footnote worth flagging. Regulated exchanges are the backbone that consumer products, including crypto cards, are eventually built on because they provide the fiat conversion and custody rails those products depend on. That said, sanctions make Western card networks and issuers highly unlikely to serve the Russian market directly, so this framework is about trading and settlement, not spending. Readers tracking access conditions in Russia should treat card availability there as a separate and far more constrained question.